But we're learning Mizmor L'Saida, which is on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. And we're up to the third paragraph. Actually, what we learned so far would cause us to have very little kavan in Mizmor L'Saida, because it basically said that Mizmor L'Saida is for one who just crossed the ocean or the desert or was ill or was in jail, which, thank God, doesn't happen to us most of the time. Here, in the next paragraph, he explains why Mizmor L'Saida is part of everyday davening. We find something unusual in a carbon taida. Shamakriv, one who brings this carbon, has to bring four types of bread along with it. Gimel mine matzah, three are matzah variations. In brackets here, it's chalos matzahs, rikike matzahs, or revuchim shel matzahs, different types of matzah. Asara mikol min, 10 of each type. Vegam eser chalois lechem chametz. Now I want to stress how unusual it is. You don't find any other carbon yachid where a person brings chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. Chametz is never brought in the Beis HaMikdash except on Shavuos by the Tzibur, the Shtei HaLechem, and on carbon taida by a yachid. The only time you bring chametz, there's got to be some message in the chametz and why the chametz is there. So I'd first like to learn Rav Schwab's explanation, and then share with you a more common explanation. First, as we read here, Hatam lezeh shematzah meramezes alan hagas nisis. Matzah is merames on miraculous things. Matzah is something that needs a lot of attention. In order to make sure dough doesn't become matzah, you've got to be busy with it all the time. It's not a natural process. It requires a lot of effort on the part of a person. That's merames to a miraculous experience. Avochametz meira al harogel v'hamotzim. Chametz is more an everyday bread. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'anu maidim laKadosh Baruch Hu al hanisim agluyim. When we thank God for miracles, k'goyin b'yichonis odom matzav sakonam v'nitzalimenu, like a man who's in danger and is rescued. Oz, when you thank God for the miraculous events in your life or the extraordinary events, oz noida lo yizbarach gam al hanisim shebuchayim imanu. At that same time, you have to recognize the daily miracles that occur. Shebe'emes haya adam tzarech levarach birchas hagaymol midei yayim b'yaymai. Really, a person should bench gaymol every day? Shekadosh Baruch Hu ba'ozrei la'azikai b'briyusai b'lipega u'machla. Every day, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows him to live in a healthy way without illness or injury. If he doesn't experience any danger, so really every day you should give thanks. Why does God have to put you in danger for you to thank him? You should thank him without being put in danger. So that's really the way it should be. Things that happen every day you just don't appreciate. There's a line the Rambam writes that Hanois Haragilois Einam Hanois. Pleasure that's constant is not a pleasure. Something that you have all the time doesn't give you pleasure. If a child likes to go on the Ferris wheel, you tell him you love the Ferris wheel, you take him to the place, you make him go on the Ferris wheel the whole day from 9 to 5. You know, after an hour, he's going to be begging to get off. Why is that? Or if you have somebody who just likes chocolate so much, it's killing his diet. See, what's the best way to get rid of liking chocolate? One day, eat only chocolate a whole day. You'll get sick of it. You'll be cured from your chocolate cravings. The hanois hatmidiyais are not pleasures. A person likes chiddush. A person likes his chatshus. That's what a person enjoys. So the same thing is true in appreciating benefit taivas that are done to you. Someone does a taiva to you, you appreciate it. Something you have all the time, it's just the way it is. Human beings don't appreciate the things that are tamidiyas. They don't make a roshim on him. Omnam b'shasha raya adam ayim ba'ayim ma'isi Hashem with the flies of latzilai we read the shachas, but, what?
Except
there's nus. No. Same thing it says, it says by all the taivas, if the person finishes, I have experience of people who are addicted to znus, and they tell me that right afterwards they hate it. I once got a call from a young man from the neighborhood, Baruch Hashem, today he's an adult. He was in Eretz Yisrael. And he called me from the bus back from Tel Aviv. He went to Tel Aviv and did some awful things. He told me he's vomiting on the bus the whole way back. He's so sick of what he did, but before he did it, he had a big taiva for it. But afterwards, it disgusts him. The difference taiva and gaiva is that taiva has a limit. You can only eat so much chocolate, and you don't have a taiva. Tomorrow you have a new taiva. Gaiva, there's no limit. Like you covet, nobody ever gets sick of covet. Because covet is not real. It doesn't make you full. Covet is like drinking salt water. First of all, it was about gaiva, it goes on forever. Taiva, you get sick of. You have to wait until you develop another desire for the taiva. And Mr. Beliau says that's why the Churba Bayis Rishon, which was because of Znus, so the Bayis Rishon was a limited Golus. Because Taiva is a limited Yetzirah. The Bayis Sheni, which was Gaiva, which was Gaiva. So Gaiva is unlimited. A person, there's no limit to how much Gaiva a person can have. Try it. There's no limit. At any rate, the point he's making here, the point is that it's really very hard to appreciate everything. I gotta tell you this. In 1996, I had surgery on my leg, 95, 96, and I spoke about appreciating that you could walk. Dr. Harvey Babbage came over to me afterwards and said, Rabbi, I like what you said, but I want to tell you, a person who never had any threat to his walking is never going to appreciate that he could walk. I mean, maybe if you point it out, they'll appreciate it for a minute. He'll never appreciate it. That was in 96. 2 years ago, which was 20 years later, Harvey went through his experience, he said, by a car, and see, then he apparently forgot what he had told me. He said, Rabbi, you got to talk to people. They should appreciate that they could walk. So I reminded him, and if he remembered or pretended he remembered, of what he told me 20 years earlier. That a person who can always walk doesn't appreciate walking. A person who can always see doesn't appreciate seeing. God forbid a person who's walking or his sight is, God forbid, in danger, so he appreciates it. So that's the idea here. A carbon taida, you can't bring a carbon taida for everyday things that you have. It's just that human nature to really appreciate it. However, once you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for other things, you're supposed to thank him for the everyday taivas as well. And that's what he says here in the last lines on the page.
Is there any significance to the numbers? Arbog Minei Lachmim versus Gimel Minei Matzah?
I'm not sure. If I recall correctly, Reb Chaim will remember, they're equal in the amount of flour. The matzah and the lechem, the matzah is three. I'm sure there's a significance there.
Maybe you should bring more of the matzah because it symbolizes the irregular. And one will produce.
Maybe you should bring more of the regular. The regular happens more. I'm not sure which one should be more. I'm not sure. Maybe matzah just tends to be thinner, so how big can you make a matzah? At any rate, so you have to thank Hashem for your health. In that word miracle is a lot, but it's also nice. It also requires God's input. You don't say it on any day that you're not allowed to bring a taida. For example, Erev Pesach. Yom Kippur, Shemamay, Mizan Achilas, Shayyam Valayla, Nimsha Shava Asai, Gairim Lahavi, Kachim, Lebes of Soul. If you bring it out of Pesach, you don't get as much time to eat it. Chain Einem Res Bishabbos Viyantif. God Shabbos, you don't bring a carbon taida. Shemek, even the Dharma and the Dhammas. Now, there are 2 points that I'd like to add. First of all, there is a second biur in why there's chametz and matzah in this carbon. Chametz generally represents aveira. You say, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, we want to do the right thing. Generally, chametz represents imperfection, and matzah represents perfection. When we say, bring a targ taida, we say, Hagaymel l'chayavim taivais. The benching gaimel, thanking Hashem, is with a feeling that we're not deserving. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing it, not necessarily for our thanks, with chayavim taivais. With people who are chayavim, that are appreciating taivais, and therefore we bring the chametz with the matzah. So a piece, I think it's Tzvi Pesach Frank, answers with this a great kasha. Did you ever see a 10-year-old or 11-year-old or 12-year-old bench gaimel? Why not? But we teach them to make all the brachas. When there's lightning, they make a bracha on the lightning. And when they, every bracha besides bench and gaimel, you can think of any other bracha that we don't tell a child. We train them to do all brachas. So why not this bracha? So he says, because they're not chayavim taivais. A child is not gaimel l'chayavim taivis. Depreciation is somebody who's a chayav. He says, the Kaddish Baruch helped me anyway. So there's no ha-gaimel l'chayavim taivis by a cut. He explains with this also the custom that women who give birth don't bench gaimel. Even though someone has surgery benches gaimel, a woman in childbirth is in danger. And the custom is that they don't bench gaimel. Why? I've never seen anybody bench gaimel for a child.
If they came from an operation, they
would have succumbed. I'm not an operation, I'm talking about childbirth. What? I'm talking about childbirth.
Childbirth,
giving birth. It's giving birth, nobody makes a brach. So he says the same thing. We make a brach on chayavim toivais. Somebody who's chayav, Hashem put him in danger. He's a chayav, and Hashem saved him. But giving birth is not a chayav, it's a mitzvah. A woman is mitzvah, she's not mitzvah, but she has a mitzvah on having a child, on giving birth. She can't say, chayavim taya, I was in sakana, I'm guilty, I was in sakana, you're not guilty. It's wonderful that you're having a child. So there's no chayavim taya.
What happens to that type of sakana when she's in?
A woman who hemorrhages, yeah, there would be whatever the minig is. Halacha has brought two minhagim if women bench gaimel. In communities where the women bench gaimel, they certainly would bench gaimel. God forbid they hemorrhage at a childbirth or other dangers. Because they don't have the hergish of banks. Maybe. There may be another explanation of it. Okay. There's another point I wanted to make. The carbon taida is kachim kalim. How do I know it's kachim kalim? It says in the siddur, a taida veil nazir, kachim kalim. Right? They're kachim kalim. Now, most kachim kalim are shlamim. Taida and shlamim are the two standard kachim kalim, and then b'char ma'aseh b'pesach. All kachim kalim are eaten for 2 days and one night. Meaning the day you makriv it, that night and the next day. A taida is not. A taida is eaten for 1 day and one night. It's not really, which is really a lot less. Because the day is not a whole day. If you bring it in the afternoon, right. So you have till you go to sleep that night, really. Right. If you stay up, you have till midnight. If you bring it at 5 in the afternoon, you have 7 hours. Till midnight to eat it. So a taida, as a matter of fact, if you watch Karbanis tomorrow, it says Shtosa b'chavaka b'azara, v'davet tosh tevi tosh en arba, v'dechala b'chali yelochad b'chamachal. Those words are identical to a shlamim. The ending, habur b'yakadisibem, shabdak v'shalom d'yavdem, same as shlamim. The only difference in the two paragraphs is taida is nechal liyam v'layla, and shlamim is eaten l'shneyam v'layla. So Rav Pam used to like to say over the Nitziv in his Pirush HaChumash. He says, why? He says, because when you thank Hashem, you should invite people. Don't invite Hashem, don't thank Hashem quietly. You bring people, you make a suit to say, no, you express your thanks publicly. If you have meat, and if it doesn't get over, eaten, you're over, it's nicer. You have to invite all your friends, they gotta help you, it's a carbon, you gotta eat all the meat by midnight tonight. So the Torah is a carbon machine for a day and a night. It's even for 2 days and a night, so you know, maybe you can handle it with your family. But just till tonight, Minotaur, it's eaten all night, Midrabanan, by midnight. So, you would invite more people and express your thanks to Rabbi Nishalayim in a much more public way. And this is the idea I mentioned once. There's someone in Shul who had an incredible experience. He needed surgery, he had a growth. And it's interestingly enough, it was a cancerous growth, and they told him there would be certain outcome from it. He'd be limited in certain function, and after the surgery, all the function remained the same. And he was very thankful. He wanted to make a Suda Seidah. My gut feeling about a Suda Seidah was, and still is, like, what are you going to do? You're going to bother people to come to your house. And make a Suda Seidah, please, I was like, when you're trying to get people to come to Shavuot Brachos. Okay, please come to Shavuot Brachos. Okay, what time? You know, unfortunately, today people are so rushed, they don't have time for these things. So what's the purpose of Seder? People should eat. So I told them then, you should go to Beis Ezra home and do a Suda there. Yeah, they appreciate it. It's a chesed. So I mentioned to Rav Pam said, no, you should make a Suda Seder. So he said, be eaten, you make a Suda Seder. You shouldn't invite, make a big party. You should invite people closest to him, family, make a Suda, and express his Hakara Satay to Rabbi Nishalaylam. That's what Pam told me. So that's the Taida. Carbon Taida is a Suda Seida. We're left with one more question. Why is Mizma L'Seida not in Karbonis? Why is it in Davening? So you're going to have to wait 48 hours. We'll come back to it Thursday night. If you can't restrain yourself, you can look at it ahead of time. Okay?